of people. For those of you that are new here, we have, I don't even know how many staff we have. We have a jillion, I think. And most of them travel. And so not only is there great reports of what's going on here inside this building and in this city, but we have just tremendous reports from teams that have been going out. Chris Overstreet, are you still here? I couldn't. Are you sitting right there? Come on. Heal my eyes, Jesus. Come on up, Chris. I want Chris to share a couple testimonies before we get into the Word today. You guys in the mood for just a couple good stories? Come and just give us a couple good stories, and we're going to take a little bit of time in the Word.
Wow. I'll tell you.
It's not on yet. Try it now.
Hello.
Hey.
I tell you, ever since I got back from Lakeland, the Lord just really burned a demon out of me, and it was the fear of man. Bill, it's true. I
was wondering when you'd get rid of that thing.
God just... Amen, and we've just been seeing just an increase.
If you're not from here, Chris is not one of our more timid ones. So I'm not sure where he was, but just
yeah, it was there. It was
all right.
But it left. Praise God. Amen. I went to Wednesday night. I went to Wairika. And I took a team with me to Wairika, and God just busted out in the church there, and I turned the meeting over to Chris Cruz and the crew with them, and. Well, it was awesome. They see incredible breakouts. Right afterwards, me and Stephanie, I had to leave early because I had an early flight Thursday morning. So my future lovely bride in 20 days, amen. we went to Raley's, and we were just getting some coffee and some food before we hit the road. And while we were getting coffee... there was this gentleman in the back, and I said to him, "Hey, Jesus loves you," and I just called him over, and I said, "Can I pray for you?" And so, began to pray for him and the lady that was getting us coffee, and they all got in a circle, and we all got in a circle, and me and Stephanie just began to pray for the presence of God, the Holy Spirit, to come and touch them. And I said, "Do you feel that?" And they said, "Yes." I said, that's the Holy Spirit. That's the presence of God. Would you like to give your heart to Jesus?" And instantly they said, "Yes." And I led them to the Lord. Now, one of the things that I've been realizing in leading people to the Lord is God wants to heal every part of them. And He wants to be their Savior, healer, and the deliverer. And so I said, repeat after me, "Jesus, be my Savior, be my healer, and be my deliverer. And I renounce any other spirit I've invited in my life. And I command it to leave me right now in the name of Jesus Christ." And I said, "Holy Spirit, come upon me and come and fill me." So they received Christ right there. And God began to touch this young man. He said, "I could almost cry." You know, and he came around the area where they were serving coffee. And he gave me a big hug. And then he went in the back. And he was like almost crying. The lady said, "He's kind of sensitive. He went in the back to cry." And so Thursday, I was in Bakersfield. And man, God is busting out there too. And I was in Bakersfield, and I was helping take teams out on the street Thursday night. And I really believe that what's happening right now is contagious, and it's not just for a couple individuals, it's for the whole body of Christ to openly display the raw power of God. And you know, these visions and moving in visions and different things, I believe it's for the whole body. And you know, so I took the team out and I laid my hands on them, that God, you do something fresh in their life. May they have experiences like they've never had before. And one team, I got a report that one team led three people to the Lord instantly. Within an hour and 15 minutes, led three people to the Lord. Our team, we led like five people to the Lord instantly within an hour and a half. And then we're going through the mall, and the pastor's son was with me. His name was Blaine, and his son was with me. And he began to pray this: "God, move through the mall, touch people, heal people's bodies, God." And as soon as he began to pray that, there was a lady that walked by. And her feet stuck out to me. Her feet were highlighted to me. And I knew the Lord wanted to touch her feet. So we go over there, and God touches her feet. God heals her feet. Then we go on a little bit further after that, and we see this young man give his heart to Jesus Christ. Right after that, after he gives his heart to the Lord, this is awesome. There was another young man that walked by, and I said, hey, Jesus loves you. And he says this, oh, I've heard that. So I heard. And I said, yeah, and he's after you. He's coming after you. Jesus is coming after you. And he said this. He said, oh, F. And he took off running. The devils inside of him were like, ah! We're seeing instant deliverance take place. In the last month and a half, we're seeing instant deliverances take place in the community. It's awesome. Why not? So he was just... The devils inside of him was like, ah! But I just believe that God is releasing this in the body of Christ right now. What's happening in Lakeland is for the whole world.
That's right.
You know, there's an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And what I've been seeing the last month and a half is golden oil being released. Golden oil. And in Zechariah chapter 4, in that passage, it talks about the golden oil. It talks about a bowl of oil. And I believe that God wants to just sponge us down in the glory oil. A month and a half ago, I had a vision of the Lord massaging my feet with golden oil. And I believe that God is breaking off intimidation and the fear of man to go out and openly display the power of God the glory realm. And I want you to stand up right now.
You have to tell us Starbucks first.
Oh, yeah.
He gets excited now that he doesn't have any fear of man. Come on.
So I was getting coffee at Starbucks, the drive-thru. How many people drink Starbucks here? Some of us drink a little bit too much. I do. I need to kind of calm down a little bit. But anyhow, that's a different story. I was going through the drive-thru, and I was in this big truck, and, you know, we get our coffee and stuff, and this young man's walking through the parking lot, and I call him over. I said, hey, bro, come here. And so he comes over to the truck, and I said, hey, I just want to tell you that Jesus loves you. He's got a plan for your life. He says, well, I don't really believe in Jesus. He said, I'd have to have a sign to really believe in Jesus. So praise God, we're all about signs and wonders. Actually, our life is a sign and a wonder, amen? So I said, okay. And the Lord began to show me some things about his life, about him and his father. And he says, well, that's a sign. I said, well, you want to give your heart to Jesus right now? And he says, yes. And I led him to the Lord right there, right through a drive-thru. I'm in a drive-thru. Jesus be my Savior. Jesus be my healer. Jesus be my deliverer. And I renounce any other spirit that I've invited in my life. And I command it to leave me right now in Jesus' name. Would you stand to your feet right now? I'm telling you, I believe that God's going to release a boldness inside of you like a lion. And it's going to be birthed out of the love of God and the grace of God and the glory of God. There's this fiery, fiery love that God is releasing in the body of Christ. And he's pouring out golden oil.
I
want you to put your hand on your heart right now. We're in Bakersfield, and man, we just prayed this simple prayer of God's impartation on their life. And these individuals that never stepped out before just begin to step out, and God begin to do amazing things through their life. If I was the enemy, which I'm not, one of the things I would do is put fear and intimidation in people's lives. And I believe that God's oil is going to burn that out of us.
Come on.
Fiery love of heaven. Hold your hands out now.
Simon says.
J- Jesus, burn it out, yes, Lord. God. God, we ask for the fiery love, Lord. The fiery love, Lord, and golden oil to be released, Lord. We ask for golden oil to be released right now, Lord. Just release the golden oil. Let that oil drip on you right now. Let Him massage you in the Spirit right now with golden oil. Boldness. Let you see yourself right now stepping out into miraculous like you never had before. God, I pray for an impartation of visions, word of knowledge, God, and instant deliverances, God, to take place, God, in the highways, in the byways, God, in the workplace, in the family, Lord. Release it, God, throughout the nations in Jesus' name. Just rest in that presence right now. Just let the glory of God rest upon you.
Yes.
I'm telling you, there's going to be instant impartation on your life. Some of you are going to actually leave the building today and see people that you're going to pray for. And you're going to be like, what in the world happened to me? What happened to me? My life has changed. It's going to be the glory of God influencing and affecting your heart and your life.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Can I say one more thing, Bill?
Yep.
One of the things I noticed is all these things that have been taking place, it was at inconvenient times for me.
It's good.
It was good. All at inconvenient times. I was going somewhere. I was tired. It was all at inconvenient times. And never did I feel fire on my hands. Never did I feel this on me. It was just from a place of authority, moving the glory, the authority. And there's a difference between moving in power and authority.
Yep. Amen. Come on. Let's give thanks to the Lord. Come on. Thank you. You can sit down. Go ahead. Yeah, I sure appreciate that.